machine now. We got these letters here from all these bashful guys that want to know what they could do with their stuff tonight. Bashful guys, this one's for you. It's the earthquakes, the Little Walter's time machine. And now!
Boom, 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 boom.
WSAI with the most music, period. And that music is real oldies, the authentic, original American rock and roll. Here at 1530 WSAI. Check it on down the line. Welcome back. Little Walter's time machine, right? from the rural theater. Right now, Larry Williams. So hot tonight, I'm going to take a break, but don't go far, because I'll come back with more Little Walter's Time Machine at 12:15, right here, 1530 WSAI. Same.
News you can use 5 minutes sooner. I'm Charles Van Sant, 1530 WSAI News. Milford police say 29-year-old Tara Davis of Williamsburg was killed today in an accident on Wooster Pike. Police say a bus registered to the Claremont Transportation Connection hit a concrete railroad abutment. Four others were hurt. Charges are pending against the driver. Thunderstorms ending overnight, a low of 65. The full forecast coming up on 1530 WSAI. OSHA is investigating the death of a worker at AK Steel in Middletown. 41-year-old Ralph E. Jones of Waynesville was killed today. Investigators say Jones died when a 2,000-pound crane block fell on him. He was operating a forklift. Federal Judge S. Arthur Spiegel halts the execution of Ohio inmate Jerome Henderson. That will allow an appeals court to review Henderson's challenge to his death sentence. Henderson was convicted of murder, burglary, and rape in the March 1985 slaying of his neighbor, Mary Acoff. Cincinnati police say she fought with her attacker and was beaten and stabbed before her body was found in her apartment.
There have been fewer murders, rapes, robberies, and aggravated assaults in Cincinnati when comparing the first half of this year to the same time last year. New statistics show violent crime is down over 7%. Lieutenant Colonel Richard Jenke says the crime trend is a result of teamwork.
When these three groups work together, the citizens, the police department, and our city leaders, Mayor Lucan and City Manager Lemmy, we can continue to show the improvement that we've shown these first 6 months.
1530 WSAI's Rachel Murray. Miller Brewing in Trenton looking for the cause of an ammonia gas leak at the plant. No one was hurt. The leak was quickly sealed. The leak came from the plant's refrigeration system. New rules on overtime almost certain following a House vote today. Lawmakers approved President Bush's plan to stop 644,000 white-collar workers from getting overtime pay. The rules would also require overtime for over a million low-income workers who don't get it now. And the Senate votes unanimously to urge President Bush to look for international help in Iraq. Senators say that he should ask NATO and the UN for help in stabilizing that country. 1530 WSAI's Precision Doppler 12 forecast for meteorologist Jude Redfield. Thunderstorms gradually end overnight, a low 65. Friday, a mix of sun and clouds. An afternoon thundershower possible, a high of 80. Friday night, an isolated shower possible early, otherwise partly cloudy, a low 61. Saturday, partly cloudy and pleasant. An isolated storm possible, a high of 81. It's 71 degrees. I'm Charles Van Sant, 1530 WSAI News. Remember, if it happens in Withamsville, you'll hear it first on 1530 WSAI.
The 50,000-watt flamethrower of real oldies. This is 1530 WSAI Cincinnati, USA, a Clear Channel station. You know,